pulling a couple.
First day is awesome. Yeah, the second day is a little sporadic.
He's got that issue.
And it's so funny because we got such a young group, and we didn't have them in the OTAs. And so usually if you're working on kickoff, if the ball's mishit or it's kicked over the returner's head, Charles Wade gives the returner a ball and cover. Right. We'll get these young guys, and they're so eager to cover, they just start chasing the ball. So we had three guys going this way. We had five guys going this way. It's like we would have covered that in OTAs, but so we learned that yesterday.
What do you see so far from the two punters? Is the preseason games really going to be the barometer?
Yeah, they are. I mean, because you got to do it in games, covering what's the net, what's the direction, location, what's the hang time. So that's going to be the big, you know, telltale sign for those two to try and separate from each other. The thing I could say about Matt is that once, you know, Steve started punting, then he's become more consistent. So, you know, he had a rocky day, you know, the third day or something like that. But, you know, since then he's been more consistent, which we're looking for out of that position.
Are there big things distinguishing them right now? One have a stronger leg and one more?
Well, Matt's got, you know, a lot of power, and Steve's got real good directional control. So that would be the two things. And
is there one you value way more than the other?
Well, you want to have a consistent punt, so you want the hang and the distance and the location all to match up, you know. Obviously, as we've seen last year, if you get distance without hang or distance without location, then it makes it tougher to cover because now you're having to adjust. You don't have the consistency that we need.
Coach, if somebody asks you this, I'm sorry. How hard is it to directional punt? Everybody makes it that, well, punt it right, punt it left. It's not as easy as people say.
It's not as easy as people, you know, say, but we've had it here, and so we're used to it, and we know how to coach it. And, you know, they just got performance. Steve does a really good job with it. He did it all last year. And Matt, you know, he did well for the first time directional punting, you know, especially going to his right, which was his weakness coming in. And he really got that. This consistency of his ball, having the same distance and hang and location so we can have an idea of where it's going to be to cover it.